before I ever cry. You answer me from where the thunder hides. I cannot run this heart I'm tethered to. With every step I collide with you. Like a tidal wave crashing over me, rushing in to meet me here. Your love is fierce like a hurricane that I can't escape, tearing through the atmosphere. Your love is fierce. Your love is fierce. You cannot fail. The only thing I found is through it all, you never let me down. You won't hold back, relentless in pursuit. At every turn, I come face to face with you. Like a tidal wave crashing over me, rushing in to meet me here. Your love is fierce like a hurricane that I can't escape, tearing through the atmosphere. Your love is fierce like a tidal wave crashing over me, rushing in to meet me here. Your love is fierce like a hurricane that I can't escape, tearing through the atmosphere. Your love is fierce. Your love is fierce. You chase me down, you seek me out. How can I be lost when you have called me found? You chase me down, you seek me out. How can I be lost when you have called me found? Chase me down, you seek me out. How can I be lost when you have called me found? You chase me down, you seek me out. How can I be lost when you have called me found? Like a tidal wave crashing over me, rushing in to meet me here. Your love is fierce like a hurricane that I can't escape, tearing through the atmosphere. Your love is fierce like a tidal wave crashing over me, rushing in to meet me here. Your love is fierce like a hurricane that I can't escape, tearing through the atmosphere. Your love is fierce. Your love is fierce. Your love is fierce. Your love is fierce.
How's everybody doing? Good morning. Hey, this is a special day, isn't it? Father's Day. Yeah, it is, Kevin. It's a special day. Father's Day. I know we have a lot of fathers that are missing. They're with family and other churches, and that's great because every other Father's Day we're full, and then it's like every other Christmas we're full, but Father's here. I wake up the other morning, and something rare is I'm getting served breakfast in bed, and that is a rarity in my house with a card, with tickets to an Astros game in Kansas City. So it was no problem jumping up and then spending some time with my wife on the road. But the incredible thing is not only did we get to spend time together, like every road trip that I ever go on, Father speaks to me about things. And there was a point where we're just driving along on the highway coming back, and I'm asking Carol, look out the window and tell me what you see. We'll share that with you guys next week. But it's an incredible thing how God comes and just begins to settle your heart in times of trouble. We're living in a time of a lot of trouble, isn't it? And the thing is today we're celebrating a day about Father. I'm not going to be ministering today, Omar is. I felt real led by the Lord to ask him and to throw that proposition at him about doing Father's Day. I'm incredibly proud of this young man, that we have the opportunity to be graced by who he is and what he does. And part of our deal in that is raising a person up in ministry. And as we're sitting around the other day, he's at a table and he looks at me and goes, thank you so much for letting me speak on Father's Day, because it's forced me to go to some places and study in ways that I normally wouldn't do. That's what I love. He sat at my desk yesterday and he did his whole sermon for me. You're going to love it. Is there any other exciting news that we might want to hear? Please, please, please put your sunglasses on when you come see your ring, okay? Because it is gorgeous. Father, we just thank you for today. We thank you that you are indeed a good, good Father. And Lord, today as we worship you, I ask you to begin to stir in our hearts what a wonderful, wonderful Father that you truly are. And today as Omar comes and you have given him words of life about fathers, and as that bread of life is broken with us today and we partake of it, I ask that the eyes of our understanding be enlightened to who you are as our wonderful Father. And that, Father, you have graced and gifted and anointed fathers in this land to raise children in the way that they should go, to honor, to respect, to cherish, and to worship you. So this morning we ask you to come and make your habitat among us. We thank you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Everybody said, amen. Let's worship him.
Who am I that the highest King would welcome me? I was lost, but he brought me, oh, his love for me, oh, his love for me. Who the Son sets free, oh, is free indeed. I'm a child of God, yes I am. Free at last, he has ransomed me, his grace runs deep. While I was a slave to sin, Jesus died for me. Jesus died for me. Who the Son sets free, oh, is free indeed. I'm a child of God, yes I am. In my Father's house, there's a place for me. I'm a child of God, yes, I am. I am chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say that I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say that I am. I am chosen, not forsaken. I am who you say I am. You are for me, not against me. I am who you say that I am. I am who you say that I am. I am who you say that I am. the sun sets free. Oh, is free indeed. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. In my Father's house, there's a place for you and me. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. In my Father's house, there's a place for you and me. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. In my Father's house, there's a place for me. I'm a child of God. Yes, I am. The overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves the 99. I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it, till you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Before I spoke a word, you were singing over me. You have been so, so good to me. Before I took a breath, you breathed your life in me. You have been so, so kind to me. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves the 99. I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it, still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. I was your foe, still your love fought for me. You have been so, so good to me. When I felt no worth, you paid it all for me. You have been so, so kind to me. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found, leaves a 99. I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it, still you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never-ending, reckless love of God. Yeah, yeah. no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. No, there's no shadow you won't light up, bouncing you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, bouncing you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. Overwhelming, never ending, reckless love, oh God. Oh, it chases me down, fights till I'm found. Leaves a 99, I couldn't earn it, I don't deserve it, but you give yourself away. Oh, the overwhelming, never ending, reckless love of God. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. No, there's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. There's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. There's no shadow you won't light up, mountain you won't climb up, coming after me. No, there's no wall you won't kick down, lie you won't tear down, coming after me. We'll sing out. Your love is reckless, your love is reckless, your love is reckless. Your love is reckless, your love is reckless, your love is reckless. Your love is reckless, your love is reckless, your love is reckless. Your love is reckless, your love is reckless, your love is reckless.
I'm so thankful for that reckless love. This morning, I just want to pray for my pastor's church. I read his devotionals this morning about 4:30 to 4:45 this morning, talking about some close friends going through something that he doesn't know how you recover from. I read them. I said some prayers, not knowing the circumstances. This morning I went on the newspaper from my hometown, and I don't think they're out of Ceres Church, but they have family connected with them. A family of four was found murdered. They've been missing for 5 days. And how do you recover from something like that? How does a church recover from something like that? We live in a world where there's lots of changes that are going on. Changes in different dynamics, different structures, even our nation, just due to the leadership in our nation doing a whole different way of doing things that it's being done. The world doesn't like change. The world likes to go on a certain course. Even if that's a downwards course, they're comfortable with it because it's like predictable. And yet when something comes in that changes everything, we get uncomfortable with those. Our God is a God of change. A God of coming in and changing our lives. A God of coming in and redirecting us. A God that even if it's uncomfortable for, He comes and brings that uncomfortability to sometimes get us out of a well-traveled path that we've gone and we feel comfortable on. Father, we just come this morning. I pray for Phil, for Trish, for Tom, for Cindy, for all those that are on the road today or visiting other places, that You be with them with family. As I posted a picture of my dad from years ago, and I just wrote the different things about memories being burnt into your memory box, that, Father, I welled up with tears how I miss him this morning. For us that have fathers that are still walking among us, let us love them. Let us connect with them. Some may have been great dads, some not so great dads. But Father, today we want a picture of what a true dad is. And for us that are engaged, us that are about to be engaged, us that are about to have children, and us that do have them, let us allow You, Father, to mark our lives today in a special way with that. Father, I pray for my pastor. I pray for my home church. How do you recover from things that are so devastating as this? This isn't just someone died because of cancer or illness. It isn't even as bad as, not saying that it's not bad when someone dies in a car wreck or an accident. Those are traumatic, but to watch a family get wiped out all because some person wants to steal a car. Lord, I don't know if that's the ultimate reason, but I know the car was found far, far away with that driver in it. Lord, You deal with that situation. Let Your will be done there. But Father, I ask for Your loving kindness to grace not only Life Church today, but Open Bible Fellowship there in Angleton, where they've had a prayer vigil going on. Somehow You are the God who comes into the middle of all those things and massages our hearts when we allow You to. Father, allow us to come in today. Allow them to, their hearts to be massaged. Allow our hearts to be massaged with who You are. We thank You and praise You for that in Jesus' name. Everyone said amen. You can sit down. That's the last song, right? He told me he was going to have three because he wants to get out of here early. I don't know if he wants to give me lunch or not or what. No, no. But hey, a couple of things I want to make an announcement for. You see that the fireworks stand is up and going right there, right? Okay,